Last week, I was watching TV when a reality show caught my attention. It was called Undercover Boss, and the concept is pretty straightforward. A CEO wears a disguise and works a few different low-level jobs in order to get an unfiltered view of what goes on behind the scenes. This episode centered on the University of California at Riverside. The chancellor donned a mustache and a new haircut before working alongside a number of students. While on the job, he learned about their personal hardships, the challenges they face in the daily struggle of living under the crippling yoke of student debt. At the end of the episode, the chancellor removed his disguise and came clean. But more than that, he revealed the great news that a handful of generous donors had offered to pay off each worker's student debt. Can you even imagine hearing that news? The thing is, we already have heard something very similar. Look at what Paul writes in Colossians. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Isn't that great news? Our undercover boss, Jesus Christ, wore no disguise. He came to work for those who had worked against him and who were enslaved to fallen and sinful natures. He forgave us for all the damage we had done to our relationship with God and to those he loves. Through his abundant grace and mercy, he held nothing against us. Instead, at his own expense, he covered all our losses and more. Our slate is wiped clean. Our debts are forgiven. And because of that, we're free to join in with his continuing ministry of reconciliation. So this week, as we all return to the workplace, keep an eye out for those around you who may be working undercover for God. And don't be surprised if you come across unexpected opportunities to pass along the same grace and peace that you've been given. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.